Sat means on that Sat, the absolute truth. Sannyas. To stop that sun. So, renouncement, simply giving up something, is not very good idea. You must have something better. Param dishtya nivartate. If you get something better, then you give up something inferior. Our Vaishnava philosophy, renouncement means renouncement of sense gratification. The Mayavad sannyas means karmatyag. Simply reading Vedanta philosophy, Sankhya philosophy, everything given up. But our Vaishnava philosophy is giving up the wrong thing and accepting the right, side by side. Simply if I give up, it will not stay very long time. If I simply by sentiment give up, Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya, this world is false and Brahma is the reality. So there are so many sannyasis we see, they give up the so-called mithya world and come to the Brahma realization by meditation. By meditation, meditation, then meditation means hospital and school. Because there is no Brahma, there is no reality. So after much meditation, comes to the conclusion that now I am a sannyasi, I must open school, college, and Daridra Narayan Seva, and Goat Narayan killing. This kind of sannyas has no meaning. Daridra Narayan Seva by killing Goat Narayan. Goat is not Narayan. Simply Daridras are Narayan. If you accept one as Narayan, why should you not accept the other as Narayan? So, this kind of false sannyas is not accepted by the Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas, they accept sannyas for better activities. For better activities means dedicated life for satisfying the Supreme Law. Mamekam saranam bhaja. Anyone who has sacrificed his life for Krishna, he is sannyas. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Anasritam karma phalam karjam karma karoti ja. So sannyas. Na niragni na chakriya. One who has given up, the sannyasi is not supposed to cook niragni. And na niragni na yogi. But anasita karma phala. Tyag means karma phala tyag. This is tyag, real tyag. Suppose you are working, you are doing some business and getting lakhs of rupees profit. If you can give up that profit for Krishna, that is sannyas. Otherwise, I shall enjoy fully the profit and I have become a great devotee. No. Sannyas means, as it is stated, anasritam karma phalam. Karma phalam, there must be some karma fall, whatever you do, there must be some result. Bad or good. So, anasritam, without taking shelter of the result of activities, karjam karma karma, it is my duty. Just like Arjun did. Arjun understood that Krishna wanted the fight. He took it. Karjam. This I must do. This I must do. Krishna wants it. Because my business is to satisfy Krishna. I cannot become non-violent as I wanted to become. Falsely, Krishna, I don't want to fight with my cousin brothers, my nephews, my grandfather. That was my sense gratification. Krishna immediately said, oh, what kind of nonsense you are talking, that you won't fight, This is not good. Kutaste kasmalam idam visame samutne. What kind of nonsense you are speaking? You have come to fight in the battlefield and now you are talking that non-violence. So, don't talk all this nonsense because you are my friend, my cousin, brother. It does not look well. Anarjajistam, asavdam akirtikaram. These things are done by the anarjas, not by gentlemen. Anarjajistam, akirtikaram. This will be infamous for you. Don't do like that. Then he explained to me Bhagavad Gita. And when he understood, then he took sannyas. What is that sannyas? Karishye vachanam tava. Yes, I'll fight. That's all. This is sannyas. Anasita karma phalam. He was first of all judging, if I kill my cousin brothers, my grandfather, there will be bad result. I'll go to hell. Now, later on decided hell or him. I don't care for it. That is called anasthita. I don't take shelter of hell and him. I take shelter of Krishna. A devotee does not discriminate what is hell or what is him. Narayana parasarvi na kutaschana vibhati. One is Narayana para, devotee. He doesn't care for what is hell or heaven. Sarga avarga narakeshapi tulla artha darshan. A devotee, just like Narad, he goes to hell. He goes to heaven. He has got freedom to go everywhere. For him there is no hell, there is no heaven. He is preaching Krishna consciousness wherever he goes. That's all. He has nothing to do. Just like we went to that Sabarmati jail in Ahmedabad. We were received by the jail authorities where Gandhi was put into jail. Who was with me in that? You are also here. No. So we went to jail. They made very good arrangement. The prisoners, they received us, they chanted Hare Krishna mantra. So it was a good function. So we went to jail, but what we have got to with the jail? We have no business with the jail. Similarly, sometimes we are invited in a very rich man's house, governor's house. We go there, and that is him. So we have nothing to take either from this heaven or from that hell. We have to chant Hare Krishna mantra anyway. That is our business. So Narayana parasatva na kutaschana vibhati sarga apavarga narakeshapi tullartha darshana. So this renouncement for preaching Krishna consciousness, that is real sannyas. Just like when I went to your country. Actually, sometimes I have to live in a hell according to our Indian standard, Vedic standard. So what can be done? Hell or heaven, I have to do my duty. It doesn't matter. Actually, I do not want to describe those things. So, this sannyas means do not care for personal sense gratification. So this is inconvenience, this is convenience. Simply go on preaching Krishna consciousness. So this sannyas. Anasita karma phalam kajam karma karoti ya. Sa sannyasi, yogi. He is yogi, he is sannyasi in everything. He is simply working for Krishna. There will be some result, loss or gain. So, if there is loss, that is Krishna's. If there is gain, that is also Krishna. Not that loss is Krishna's and gain is mine. No. Not like that. Everything Krishna's. We have to work for Krishna. To take this mantra.
These are the copies of the two mantras. Two pages there.
No. Come on. First Bhavananda come. You also take. Chant this mantra. Etang.
Etang.
No, stand up. Etang.
Etang.
Stand up. Etam samasthaya paratma nishtyam upasitam purva kamai mahadvi aham karishyami duranta param tamo mukundanghi nishevayaiva etam samasthaya paratma nishtyam upasitam purva tamai mahadbhi aham karishyami duranta param tamo mukundanghi nishevayaiva. Again, etam samasthaya paratma nishtyam upasitam purva tamai mahadvi aham karishyami duranta param tamo mukundangri nise vaiva. Come on. Who is this? Your? Give the garland. Come on. Give him garland. Give him garland. Stand up. So, yeah. So the purpose of this verse, etam samasthaya, this sannyas order, I am accepting. Why? Etam samasthaya paratmanishtha. Just to fix up my mind steadily on the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, paratmanishtha. My only life is meant for serving the Supreme Lord. Original Narayana, not Daridra Narayana. That is my nishtha. Itang samasthaya paratma nishtha. If we serve the Supreme Narayana, the Daridra Narayana is automatically, there is no such word as Daridra Narayana. The poor souls, they can be served automatically. Just like taror moola nishe chanena tippanti taskanda bhujopasa. If the root is watered, then the trunk and branches and the twigs and the leaves and the flowers automatically. Pranopahara chajatindriyana. Pranopahara is just like offering foodstuff to the stomach. Then every indriya, every sense is satisfied. Two examples are given. You want me to argue? Suppose I am watering, that is also nice. I water to the root, I water to the leaf also. The injunction is that there is no necessity of watering the leaves. You simply water the root. But if you argue that what is the harm, suppose I root, offer water to the root as well as to the leaves and twigs. Just as somebody says, all right, why we shall only worship Krishna, why not other demigod? Although it is not necessary. But the next example is given that pranopaharatcha jathendriyana, just like offering foodstuff to the stomach, the senses automatically become healthy. Then now if you say in the same way, just like offering to the root as well as to the leaf, that yes, I shall offer foodstuff to the stomach as well as to the ears and eyes, then what the result will be? The result will be that your eyes and ears will be stop functioning. Therefore, this very example is given. This is not required at all. Similarly, by worshipping Krishna, you don't require to endeavor to worship the demigods, to worship the daridras, to worship the this and that. It will be automatically done. Just like in our temples, everywhere, we are daily feeding so many daridras, so many. In Los Angeles, in New York, and Mayapur also, daily we are feeding 500 to 1,000 people, they are daridras. So that is the duty of every temple. There we are feeding not only Hindus and only, but Muslims also, anyone come here and take prasadam. And the whole village is so satisfied with these activities. Temple means there must be sufficient foodstuff. Anyone who comes for foodstuff, he should give it. So, by worshipping Krishna, these things automatically done. There is no need of extra endeavor. Paratmanishtha, this is called Paratmanishtha. Itang samasthaya paratmanishtha. And not only now, from time immemorial, all the temples in India, they have got sufficient foodstuff. Even at Nathodara, if you pay them only 2 anas or 4 anas, they will give so much nice prasad. The 2 anas, 4 anas, they take priestly order, they take. Otherwise, prasad is distributed. So, by worshipping Krishna, Krishna is not hungry. He is fully satisfied. He doesn't require to eat. Temple worship means to distribute the prasadam to the poor. That is temple worship. Temple worship does not mean that you bring some rice from the neighbors and cook it and eat yourself and sleep down. Yes. No. Temple worship means you must distribute prasadam. You should have to the poor. Everyone is poor, not that the rich man is not poor. Actually, I have seen one rich man, he was coming for asking some prasadam. In my before I take him, when I was grihastha, I was going in so many temples asking for some prasadam. That's a long history. So, there is no question of if one is financially poor, he should come to the temple. Everyone should come to the temple and ask for prasad. That is required. So, paratmanishtham, the sannyasi should worship the deity in the temple and feed the poor. Poor does not mean that one who has no leg, no ears or no. He's poor. Everyone who is spiritually poor, he should be given prasadam by eating prasadi sarvadukkhana hanirasu pujate. That is called paratmanishtham. Yajna, it is called Yajna Sishta Sino Santa Mucchanti Sarvapimis. It is not poor feeding. It is distributing the resultant action of Yajna. This worship is Yajna. So Yajna Sishta Sino, if you feed some man, not the so-called poor, everyone, then they will be freed from their sinful activities. Yajna Sishta Sino Santa Mucchante sarva kilmishai. Kilmishai means sinful activities. Therefore, prasad distribution. Because everyone is engaged simply duskritina, simply sinful activities. Eating everything, doing everything, and their life is full of sinful activities. Therefore, to deliver them, this prasad distribution is required. Mucchante sarva kilmishai. Not that cooking like a hotel, and sometimes out of compassion we distribute prasadam. That kind of means bhunjanti te aghang papam je pachanti atmakarma. Simply for feeding myself or yourself, just like in marriage ceremony and other ceremonies we do, that bhunjanti te aghang papam, they are simply eating. Papa. Therefore, we are prohibited to take prasadam anywhere and everywhere. Because if there is no deity worship, if we take food from their house, then we partake the resultant action of their sinful activities. We should be careful. Unless it is prasadam, if we accept invitation from anywhere and everywhere, that means we are accepting the sinful activities, resultant action of the sin person. Therefore, a sannyasi, and it was formally, this was the regulation, that sannyasi would take prasadam in the house of a brahman, because a brahmana is supposed to be worship of Narayana. In every house of a brahmana, there was Narayana Shila still, some rigid brahmins, the worship. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even he did not accept prasadam from a non-Vaishnava Brahman. He must be Brahmana at the same time Vaishnava. Then he would accept. So this regulation we should follow. We should not accept food, prasadam. If anyone wants to give us food, then he must arrange for cooking food and offering to the Narayana, to the Vishnu, Krishna, then we can take. This is the... But otherwise we... Bhunjantayate aghang papang je pachantiyana. People who are cooking for eating oneself, that cooking, that eating is simply sinful. Without prasadam, whatever we eat, that is we are eating sin. That's all. Therefore we must suffer. We should be careful, bhunjanti te aghang pavang. This is paratma nishtha, that we should not accept anything which is not offered to Vishnu or Krishna. Paratma nishtha. Itang samasthaya, paratma nishtha. This nishtha is not invented by us. Purvatamai mahadvi upasitam. All great predecessors, they are other sannyasis, Ramanujacharya, Madhyacharya, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was a sannyasi. So purvatamai mahadvi upasitam, these actions were executed by our previous acharya. Purvatamai mahadvi upasitam. Mahadvi. Mahajana jena gatasya pantha, you have to follow the acharya. Acharya upasana. Aham, they, what is with that? Now, aham tarishyami, I shall cross over, tarishyami. Duranta param, the extensive, unlimitedly extensive, the ocean of material existence. Aham tarishyami, duranta param. Tamo, tamo means this material world, which is darkness. Because our business is to go out of this darkness to the light. Tamasima jyotirgama. We have to go to the light. So this is the process. And what is that process? Tamo mukundangri nisi vaiva. Mukunda means Krishna. One who gives liberation. Hari. Hari means one who takes away all your sinful activities. Angtva sarva papimha mokkhasyaya. He is taking, therefore his name is Hari. Mukundangri, another name is Mukunda. Mukunda means Muk means mukti, and Ananda means bliss. Krishna gives you mukti, deliverance from this tama, this material world, and gives you transcendental bliss. Therefore, his name is Mukunda. Mukundangri, the lotus feet of Mukunda. Nishivaiva, simply by serving the lotus feet of Mukunda, I can do this. This is the seven substance. So this sannyas order, although it is prohibited in this age, because so many rascals will accept sannyas and do all nonsense things. Therefore sannyas is prohibited. Just like nowadays in Kali Yuga, some of the sannyasis, they are eating meat. Disastrous. So this kind of rascal sannyasis is prohibited in the Shastra. Sannyasam palapaitika. Devareno sutatpatti kalau pancha vibarjaya. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Vaishnava Acharya, they took sannyas for preaching, not for doing rascal job. Preaching. So, mukunda aham nisivai. Mukunda angri nisivai. Simply by serving. Mukunda, Krishna, what does he want? He wants that this philosophy of Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, should be spread all over the world. You take up this determination and be steady in your sannyasi. That is my request. Thank you very much.